Homeward Bound, June 20, the Creation Week. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1, verse 5. Like the Sabbath, the week originated at creation, and it has been preserved and brought down to us through Bible history. God Himself measured off the first week as a sample for successive weeks to the close of time. Like every other, it consisted of 7 literal days. 6 days were employed in the work of creation. Upon the 7th, God rested, and He then blessed this day and set it apart as a day of rest for us. In the law given from Sinai, God recognized the week and the facts upon which it is based. After giving the command, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy," and specifying what shall be done on the 6 days, and what shall not be done on the 7th, He states the reason for thus observing the week by pointing back to His own example. "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." This reason appears beautiful and forcible when we understand the days of creation to be literal. The first 6 days of each week are given to us for labor, because God employed the same period of the first week in the work of creation. On the 7th day, we are to refrain from labor in commemoration of the Creator's rest. But the assumption that the events of the first week required thousands upon thousands of years strikes directly at the foundation of the 4th commandment. It represents the Creator as commanding us to observe the week of literal days in commemoration of vast, indefinite periods. This is unlike His method of dealing with His creatures. It makes indefinite and obscure that which He has made very plain. It is infidelity in its most insidious and hence most dangerous form. Its real character is so disguised that it is held and taught by many who profess to believe the Bible. The Bible recognizes no long ages in which the earth was slowly evolved from chaos. Of each successive day of creation, the sacred record declares that it consisted of the evening and the morning, like all other days that have followed. At the close of each day is given the result of the Creator's work. Patriarchs and Prophets, pages 111 and 112.